chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 28th, and you're listening to the College Football Daily. I'm your host, Chris Hummer, and today we're talking about the NFL draft. It's draft day, folks. We've made it. The first round is here. We're all excited for it. I know everybody's got their team. I'm hoping the Cowboys probably get a great impact edge rusher. And speaking of a great impact edge rusher, we've got one on the podcast today. We're speaking of Florida State defensive lineman Jermaine Johnson, ACC Player of the Year, All-American from the 2021 season. He's had a pretty interesting path. He was a last chance U participant back in the day. Started out at Georgia before transferring to Florida State. He talks about all of those things in this podcast. And let's just get started with Jermaine. I know you weren't on the show for that long, but you're a part of that last chance U fraternity. How do you remember that experience? And what's it like thinking about how far your career has come since then?
I mean, that experience is something completely authentic in itself. Like, nothing was faked. You know, coming out of high school, that's all I knew college to be, was what I got at Independence. So it wasn't that crazy going through it then. But, you know, obviously going through, you know, University of Georgia and Florida State, two prestigious universities, looking back now, like, it was pretty wild, the things that I endured and my teammates and we went through. So it's pretty wild to think back on that. And, you know, I'm just thankful for going on that part of my journey, because it truly did, you know, form who I am today.
You have a favorite story from your time at Independence?
Yeah, I have a lot, man. I can't even choose from one.
I got you, man. I know. I'm sure it was interesting playing under Coach Brown. You initially signed with Georgia before transferring to Florida State. I think that line you were on at Georgia in 2020 might end up having six first-round picks or seven first-round picks by the time this is done, at least the front seven. How would you describe the level of talent that was on that front seven?
I mean, you just said it in itself. I mean, six, seven first-round guys, you know, that are going to be gone, practicing, competing, pushing each other every day on and off the field in one program, and not to mention all the other guys, you know, that just haven't been on the field yet that are in that program. It's crazy. I mean, we got an NFL roster. We had it my whole time there, and I'm pretty sure it's still there to this day. So, and not to mention, you know, their first round talent, their first round guys, man, their first round people, their characters off the charts. You know, they do things the right way, and you know, I couldn't ask for better teammates.
Yeah, I get the feeling we get to see another first-round pick next year in Jalen Carter. You transferred and were immediately the ACC Defensive Player of the Year. What clicked for you?
The opportunity. You know, I got to roll. I got to be out there. I got to, you know, impact the game to the level in which I believed that I could. So, I mean, I was just thankful for the opportunity. And really being in that leadership role, knowing that all the eyes are on me, just knowing that made me play that much harder, because I knew I couldn't let the guys down who put, you know, all the faith in me to make a play. So just the opportunity.
What does that opportunity say about what the transfer portal can do for an athlete if they're in a situation that maybe isn't the most advantageous for them? What kind of freedom and liberty did that provide you?
Yeah, the transfer portal, it's obviously I utilized it and it works great for me. But I think, you know, people definitely have to be careful using it, because you very, very much, you know, could be better off staying. But you know, with that being such a thing where people just hop in and leave after 1 year or semester or something like that, you know, I think that it does take some of the grit away. And, you know, I think that you should stick it out for a while. And, you know, if it does come to transfer, it is what it is. But I think it's a good thing, a good tool to utilize. But I think people, children, you know, they have to be very careful of and if and when they use it.
I don't remember your exact ranking, but you did have a transfer portal ranking from my company at 24/7 Sports, and you were highly regarded, but I don't think you were somebody that our ranking teams considered a future All-American. What do you think people missed when you entered the transfer portal and eventually ended up at Florida State? What did they not know about you that ended up resulting in what we saw?
I don't know. There's probably just some sort of misconception. I know, you know, leaving junior college, I was, you know, regarded as the number one junior college prospect, you know, from you guys. And then I guess kind of going to Georgia and not getting a starting role full time, I guess maybe you guys didn't think, you know, I was that good, or maybe I was transferring. Maybe the just transfer to Florida State from Georgia didn't look that good. So maybe just, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but, you know, I knew who Jermaine Johnson was. I knew who I am. So I always thought I was an All-American. I always thought I was a first rounder. You know, I always thought I was a top 10 pick, and that's all that mattered to me.
Gotcha. Well, I will be sure to pass along the feedback to our team. They definitely need it. Who's the next great defensive end for the Seminoles?
The next great defensive end. I mean, there's a lot of guys there right now that I think can get the job done, and that will get the job done. You know, Jared Verse, transfer that just came in, he's definitely looking good. You know, he's checking all the boxes for that team right now. And then Derek McClendon, he's coming into his own in this, and that's an example of, you know, waiting your turn and sticking it out, you know, and not jumping ship, because he very much well could have, but you know, now he's finally getting his turn. And I think the Seminoles and the fans, you know, they'll definitely love what they see from Derek McClendon this season.
Yeah, I've heard Derek had a great spring. Did you grow up rooting for any particular NFL team?
You know, I loved Cam Newton, so I always followed the Panthers. And then, you know, the 49ers I liked a lot as well, because Colin Kaepernick.
And then based on kind of the conversations you've had and the visits you've taken, are there any teams that you feel like are the most likely to draft you, or teams you think might consider drafting you as you head into tomorrow?
Yeah, man. I mean, I had great conversations with a lot of those teams. It could be anybody. You know, people could trade up that aren't even in there in my range. So I'm not quite sure, but I'm very blessed to be in a position to where, you know, I know whoever drafts me wants me. You know, I'm not just the best thing available. So I guess I'll get that guy. Now I'm blessed enough to be in a position to where I'm going where I'm wanted, and I'm someone's first choice. So, you know, that feels pretty awesome to me, and I can't wait.
And before I let you go, I know you're here on behalf of Gillette. How is Gillette getting you ready to look fresh on draft night?
I mean, Gillette's, you know, it's all about confidence, and I'm all about confidence. And you're your best self when you feel good about yourself. If you look good, you feel good, you know. And I'm just grateful to Gillette for helping me, you know, make sure I look and feel my best, you know, on the NFL draft red carpet.
You got your suit picked out already?
I do.
What is it going to look like, man? People going to be impressed?
I think people will be impressed. If there's a best dress award, I'm pretty sure I'm getting it. I'm kind of mad they didn't make one.
Well, maybe you could petition Gillette to make that an award they do as well. But hey, Jermaine, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes, man, and best of luck on draft night.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks to Jermaine Johnson for taking the time to join the College Football Daily. I hope everybody enjoys draft night. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.